got a taste for you.
Cheap Eats.
So Arva, Ramadan Kareem in advance, what have you got in store for us?
Ramadan Kareem to both of you as well. So everyone is looking for places where they can get their snacks for iftar time, some of the very traditional iftar dishes. And this place is a classic. It's in Satwa. We actually have featured it on a past iftar tour, and it's called Nujood Sweets. Have you been there, Nat?
No.
I feel like we might have been there.
I don't think so.
Okay, so Nujood Sweets is the place to go for your samosa fix, especially the minced meat samosa, which they sell for about 1.50 dirham per samosa. It's not the big massive Punjabi samosa, it's just a normal triangular one, and you can order them in bulk, in which case the price comes down a little bit. But this is the place to get your samosas. I also really love their we call it haleem, which is basically meat and wheat slow cooked into a porridge-like consistency, and it's super spiced, and it's got slivers of ginger and a little bit of green chilies, and then you dunk whatever carb you want. I usually like a nice fluffy naan kind of situation, and then you dunk that in, and that is only 8 dirhams for a one person size portion, or I think about 14 dirhams if you're feeling extra hungry at iftar time. That's the thing.
I do have haleem with a little bit of cinnamon sugar on top. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, so that is the Iranian way. Yes, I have tried that. And if it's done right, it can be so delicious, that sweet and savory combination. Some people just cannot do it, but I have had really good versions as well. So, and it is very typical in Ramadan, isn't it, Nan?
Yeah, it is. It is. Haleem. It's so good and comforting.
But now they have a bigger branch next to the old original branch where you can actually go and sit. So they've opened up a restaurant, which is where you can go and sit and have your samosas and your haleem and this thing called fruit chaat, which is again a mix of sweet and savory. So it's basically cut up fruit with, you know, they lash it with some yogurt and they put some chaat masala and some chutneys, and it sounds really weird, but it is so hydrating and so delicious and tantalizing on many different levels. So fruit chaat is definitely something that gets featured on iftar tables, especially desi iftar tables, you know, so food table, like iftar tables of the Indian subcontinent.
Ah, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Arva. If you want more details, by the way, follow her at Frying Pan Adventures. Can't wait to see what you've got in store for us next week.
It's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful Ramadan and a scrumptious iftar ahead, guys.